Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. You wouldn't believe what I was having to do during the break. But you're listening to Blood River Radio. It's August the 29th of the year of our Lord 2020. And we have two great people on tonight. We have our favorite guest, and we have the host of the show, Gene Andrews, is going to be coming on. I'm his co-host. But we have the great, the one and only General Nick Glastovic. He's one of my favorite people in the world. We have him on tonight. And we're going to be talking about, in just a few minutes, we're going to have probably the longest video we've ever had, the longest audio, talking about the stages, different stages, the signs and symptoms, if you were talking to me in medical terms, of the communist takeover from the very beginning to the end, and the Soviet Union, but mainly the Baltic states and Yugoslavia, and Romania and Croatia, where the general is residing right now. But anyway, we also have, like I said, we have Gene Andrews on. He barely made it into the wire. He's the guy who wears many hats. But then we're also going to relate the communist takeover in the Baltic states and the civil war that the general fought and war in. Sam, you said we need to go to the sound bite, Sam? Okay, we're going to play the sound bite. We're going to play about half of it, then we'll go to the general break it down. This is going to be a little bit unorthodox show, but get ready to go. Go ahead, Sam, play the first half of that sound bite.
This is my message for the greatest country in the world. In the light of the recent events in the United States, I felt morally obliged to shed light on a very similar chain of events that took place in my country during the 90s. The cause of those events was the same, a constantly re-emerging ultimate evil, nihilistic, non-theistic religion / cult that caused hundreds of millions of deaths in the 20th century and countless suffering. Now, proponents of that religion want to run the experiment once again, and in that experiment, you, people of America, will be lab mice. Not so long ago, I was a lab mouse of dictators in my country. That country was Yugoslavia. Rather than giving you lessons about history of my country, I want to give you the timeline of the events which led to an extremely bloody war and dissolution of Yugoslavian Federacy. I will leave it to you to make conclusions about similarities with recent events in the United States. In the 1989, the fall of the Berlin Wall marked the victory of the free world over tyrannical monstrosity of communism across the Europe. However, Yugoslav communists didn't feel like letting go of their precious powers. Since the climate in Europe was extremely anti-communist at the time, they knew they needed a new strategy, an ideology that would seduce the masses and keep the power in their hands. So they come up with a very clever idea, to rebrand the communism in Yugoslavia and to change its name into socialism. Not any type of socialism, but a very special type, the National Socialism. Sounds familiar? The playbook they used to progress with their agenda was already tested in Nazi Germany. To establish National Socialism, you must first install hatred in people. In order to create genocidal levels of hatred, you must divide people of one country in well-defined groups. In other words, you must create tribal or groupthink. This can be achieved in different ways. You can divide people by ethnicity, by race, by religion, you can let your imagination go wild. Since Yugoslavs were white and practically indistinguishable among themselves, the only card they could play was the religion card. Yugoslavia was very mixed religion-wise, and we had Orthodox Christian Serbs, Catholic Croats and Slovenes, and Muslim Bosnians, a perfect starting position. In the next phase, you must start making such social policies so terrible that will inevitably lead to the countless individual disadvantages. When the consequences of such government policies become obvious, you must start claiming that the cause of those inequalities is nothing but discrimination and hatred of one group towards another, And naturally, you must start screaming that those inequalities must be corrected by favoring the oppressed, discriminated group over the oppressor group. Enter national quotas for hiring. Now just replace national with race or women. Once the groups are formed and well-defined, it's needless to say that all the mainstream media in Yugoslavia were government-controlled and were fueling the narrative about mutual discrimination and hatred relentlessly. The growing fear and feeling of insecurity destroyed relationships, marriages, friendships. As fear of discrimination and hostility among groups were growing, people started retreating and isolating within their own groups because they didn't feel safe anymore with the individuals of the other group. All of a sudden, staged and very well organized mass protests started all over the country. Protests against the oppression and killing of one group by another. At first, those protests were peaceful, but soon enough, rioting and burning started. Now that you have the attention of the public, you need sparks. What is a spark? A spark is a convenient event of murdering of a random member of one group by a hateful member of another. And you usually need more than one of those. At this point, people were still not completely divided. There were still reasonable people left. Those who understood we are all one nation under God, and that we will not kill each other under any circumstances. They went out protesting together, singing for peace and holding their hands. But the hunger for the absolute power of socialists was stronger than our love for each other. And shootings and attacks at protesters continued. In the next phase, the tipping point with no return was reached. People started erecting barricades at the entrance of their cities, their neighborhoods, even on highways and roads. Barricades were guarded with armed civilians. Each and every attempt of the law enforcement to remove barricades and to de-escalate the situation was in vain, since they would be ambushed and killed. Peace couldn't be restored anymore, because headlines, photos, and videos of dead people propagated through mass media became too explicit and horrifying. Even those hardcore idealists who believed in one nation under God, peace and love, snapped under the pressure. At that point, army was deployed to restore order, but they couldn't do much, because they were clueless about who was the perpetrator and who was the victim, simply because there were perpetrators and victims on both sides. In the final stages, even the army was attacked during the negotiated retreat, and 50 or 100 soldiers were killed. And just like that, Yugoslavia found itself in a civil war. City against city, village against village, family against family, and so on until the whole territories became cleaned of the members of the enemy group. Genocide, ethnic cleansing, relocation of hundreds of thousands of people were everyday news. It lasted 4 years. 100,000 people died. Some 500,000 were displaced. Those people lost everything. Yugoslavia was drowned in the bloods of thousands of innocent people and destroyed forever. You might wonder how we let that happen. How could we let things get so much out of control? That was because we didn't realize who were the real enemies.
Well, people, we got about halfway, a little more over halfway through that video. Sam was able to pull it up with no problem. But before I go to our great guest, probably my favorite guest of all time, I think that video, that audio, I think it perfectly describes at least a halfway point in what this lady's talking about. I mean, everything she has talked about, we've been witnessing here in the United States. We see the social people screaming for socialism. Socialism, socialism. We see, she mentioned certain races or certain groups are favored over others. We see that. We're seeing she talked about the religious aspect. Well, she said that they have Protestants and Catholics there. Here, we have people straight up anti-Christian. We have one race being discriminated against over another, armed civilians, defunding the cops, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm going to go to, how are you doing tonight, General Nick?
Greetings to you, Eddie, and all the patriots in Tennessee, and I'm overjoyed to be on your program again, and I'm at your disposal.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have no words to tell you how much I respect you, my brother, my general. But and the reason I couldn't have thought, I saw this tape, I think it was The Providence of God. This lady sounded like she lived through pretty much what you lived through. The General Nick Glastovic actually was, he's a Croatian citizen. He's a major general in the Croatian army there. He fought. He was right in the middle of the Croatian War of Independence during this time, this violent upheaval that this lady's talked about on this video. Now, that general, if you'd like to make some comments about what she said, does it kind of, is it relevant to what?
Well, I think she made some points that are relevant to the United States now. One point is that you have, in the United States, positive discrimination against the white population. We see that daily. Another one is media, total media control by certain groups that are not, we can't say they're American groups. I think you know who controls CNN, The New Yorker, and all these other magazines, The Economist, Foreign Affairs. You can't get the truth from these sources of information because we have a media filter, and what passes through that filter is what they wish to pass, and it's basically a false view of the situation we see in the world today. But I think she's well-intentioned, that girl that spoke about the...
Yes, sir, General, we have to go to a quick break. Thanks for that long video. We had to go. We'll be right back here. After a quick break, we'll go right back to the General, and we'll bring Gene in as soon as possible. Be right back, people.
Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Well, people, we're right back, and I'm going to make a few salient points that me and Sam talked about during the break. This lady talked about, she said that the enemy as this process goes in stages, the people will not even know who the enemy is, who's stirring everything up. They divide the people by fear, by suspicion, by envy, by jealousy, by race. They have these people, you know, each individual group, they start mistrusting each other. Like I said, they're jealous. Because one group, like here in the United States, the blacks have, you know, their special treatment through affirmative action, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to go back to you, General. What do you think about that, those points you made, General?
Well, being involved in all the events of the war in Croatia, it wasn't the civil war, it was aggression of one one republic against another. And I think when you mentioned the Federal Army, the Yugoslav Army was basically a communist army. And what happened was that Federal Army used its weapons to stop other republics from seceding. I think you can draw a parallel. For example, I would say take Texas, for example, or Tennessee, where people see that their rights are being violated, where they see that cultural Marxism is winning the battle, where Christian spirituality is being daily under assault, where the culture of death is being taught in school. And these republics wanted to secede from the Yugoslav Federation, and the Yugoslav Army was well armed, and its center was in Belgrade in Serbia. Basically, it was basically a Serbian army, and that's basically how the war started. There were three phases. The first phase was a psychops phase, where they first alarmed the population, basically fear, psychosis, about stories from the Second World War, saying that one group was endangered. We see this in the United States today, that we see that this Black Lives Matter jargon is being used. The second phase was creating an incident so that the army could get directly involved. And that's how the war started, basically, in Yugoslavia. And we have to remember that all the heavy weapons were under the control of the territorial defense and the Yugoslav National Army, which was basically a communist force. And the other republics were this is maybe something to note for the United States, is people in the U.S., is that they first disarmed all the territorial defense forces in the other republics. So when the war started, people only had hunting rifles. They had all the heavy stuff.
Yes, sir. Gene, before we go to the rest of that video, would you like to make some comments, my brother? I'm sure you have plenty.
I think the brilliant job that the general has done certainly speaks for itself in comparing the war in Croatia to what's going on here in the United States today. And not only is it today, it's history is repeating itself from 150 years ago. He gave the example of Texas and Tennessee, but 13 other states wanted to leave the imperial government in Washington and tried and formed their own government peacefully. The Confederate States of America was one of the most peaceful countries ever formed. Seven states voted to leave. They left. Not a shot was fired. They set up a government. They drafted a constitution. They elected representatives to the national government. They elected a president, vice president. And we would have gotten along fine with the United States, except they would not allow us to leave. It was a war to crush independence. And just like it's going on today in this country, the control of the media, the control of the federal government, the control of this basically a communist party that's tearing this country apart from the inside. The attacks on people in the street. What happened to Rand Paul and his wife when they left the White House? I guess it was either last night or night before last. Thursday
night.
Night before last. Being attacked by a mob in the street, even with police protection, they just ran over the police and went after them. And his wife said that was she had never in her life been that afraid of losing her life. And that's on a main street in our nation's capital, just a block or so from the presidential residency. And you think our country hadn't fallen apart? I beg to differ with that.
With that word, last comment you got, Gene, we're going to go back to the rest of that clip. Go ahead, Sam.
That was because we didn't realize who were the real enemies, the enemies of the Yugoslav people as a whole. Instead, we were brainwashed into buying the story that we, the people, are the enemies of each other, while our true enemies were advancing with their sick, demented agenda, which had as the ultimate goal the total and unlimited power. This brings me to present times, the year 2020, and to you, American people. Unless you were living under the rock, you might have noticed that something very strange and vicious is happening in your country, but you're not exactly sure what it is and where it came from. Because the last time you checked, you were one nation under God, a country of free, independent individuals with equal rights under the law and core values of life, liberty and pursuit of happiness. All of a sudden, there is protesting, rioting, arson, murder, destruction of public and private property, and lots of people screaming how unbelievably racist and unjust America is. And before you even manage to prepare your morning coffee and turn the TV on, once united Americans are at each other's throat, and bunch of nice and caring people on TV are telling you how you should accept the violence and hatred against Americans because you deserve it. If you have paid attention to what happened in Yugoslavia, I hope you have realized by now that your true enemies are not your fellow Americans. The ones who are, they want you to hate each other and to kill each other, while they're taking away your constitutional rights, your freedoms, and your country, your heritage, your way of life, and the future of your children. Although it is more than obvious that there are very well-organized groups used as tools to install and amplify hate and to create division between Americans, they are only metastases which have spread through once healthy America. Of course, they are violent terrorist organizations and they must be removed as well. But the main cancer that is killing America, the one where all this mayhem is coming from, is somewhere else. The real and extremely dangerous enemies of American people are the elected officials in your government, in your states, in your courts. Representatives, governors, mayors, judges. The ones who are pulling the ropes. The ones who hate America and American people so much that would even sacrifice the life and prosperity of their own children just to see it burn to the ground and American blood spilled. Those are really sick, demented, ideologically possessed people. And they are in high positions in the government. They are governing your states, your cities, and making decisions in your courts. You know very well who they are. You know very well what they already did to once beautiful and prosperous American states and cities. They are resentful, power, and bloodthirsty. They want you and your children suffering in misery and begging them for mercy. They won't stop, no matter how much you try to appease them. Unless you, American people, stop them. You're maybe thinking this is not possible. But think again. How many of them tyrants are out there? And how many of you decent American people? What makes them think they can do whatever they want with you? That they can play you for a fool over and over again? And that they're invincible? What makes them think they're gods, morally and intellectually superior compared to you, freedom-loving Americans? Yes, you guessed it. The fact that they managed to get away with it every single time. They faced no pushback and not a single consequence for their crimes against American people. The time has come for them to pay for their treason. How you should act? First thing that you must do, stop caring whether you've been called a racist, a white supremacist, a selfish person who wants to spread the C-1984, or whatever nice name they have for you. This irrational fear of stigma, a phobia of being called a racist, has way more destructive implications than you can even imagine. Stop caring whether you'll offend anyone. Number of people offended by you practicing your First Amendment rights is directly proportional to how successful you are in that. Which means, the more offended, the merrier. Stop attempting to have a fact or logic-based rational conversation. Stop explaining yourself. It's useless. You're wasting your precious time and energy. They have a playbook, and changing their minds is not part of it.
Dear General, this lady has thrown out so many facts, so many obvious facts that we see in front of our eyes, these different stages that are unfolding in front of our eyes. And I'm going to ask you this. Two things that she pointed out that really struck home to me is, if you don't hear, they're telling us here in the United States, that if we white Christian people do not accept the violence from the Antifa, from these black animals that are riding in the streets, if we do not accept them violence, if we're alarmed by that, then we're racist because we don't see the problems that these people are having. And one more thing, I'm going to go to you. She also, well, there's, I hear the music. When we come back, I'm going to go right back to the general, and we're going to get these points in, people. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Marshal Service found 39 missing children in Georgia over the last 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. The operation led to the rescue of 26 children and the safe location of 13 others. The missing children were considered to be some of the most challenging recovery cases they'd ever seen based on indications of high-risk factors such as child sex trafficking, exploitation, sexual abuse, and medical and mental health conditions. The U.S. Marshal Service's Missing Child Unit worked with state and local agencies in Georgia and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 9 criminals were also arrested, and investigators cleared over 27 arrest warrants. Investigators also filed additional charges for a number of crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapons possession, and interference. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, we're going right back. We're not going to waste another second. You know, General, one point this lady thrown out there, she was adamant about it, and I totally agree. She said, do not let these clowns beat you over the head with the term racist to tell you that you're racist because, you're white, you have all these privileges. Another thing, I would also like to include anti-Semite, white supremacist, et cetera, et cetera. How about that, General?
Well, certainly these anal alpinists, they have no arguments. They only have jargon because they've occupied today's vocabulary, which means absolutely nothing. They have other terms like terror fascist or ustaše, which were Croatian right wingers in the Second World War. But this whole Antifa movement, we have to remember, is Stalin's Trojan horse, and he created that term to hide his massive crimes, which is the death of tens of millions of Christians. But this doesn't get through the media filter. If you ask the common man on the street anywhere in America, Canada, Europe, to list even one concentration camp in the Gulag Archipelago, which was a chain of concentration camps that stretched from Vladivostok to the Baltic during Stalin's era, they won't even know one camp, or the name of even one of 200,000 priests, nuns, and other Christian clergy that were killed by Stalin and Lenin in between 1917 and 1952, let's say. I think the world we live in a world where there's a titanic struggle being fought, not at just the political level, but at the cultural and above all the metaphysical, spiritual level. And the spiritual level, it's a battle basically for souls, because from what I understand, your state, Tennessee and Alabama, from what I understand, is a bastion of Christian values and traditional values. And it's basically one of the last oases in the world, which is fighting against this culture of death that we see today. Moral relativism, cultural Marxism, and this genetic anarchy that we see in the streets of the United States today, not just there, but also in Europe. I just heard recently that one of your representatives was badly beaten just recently, but we have the same thing in Germany. An AfD member, which is a right-wing party, or say a nationalist party in Germany, was almost beaten to death by a mob. So this is a global battle. It's not just anchored in the United States, but it's a global battle. Today, one-fifth of the world's populace still lives under communism.
Wow, I didn't know that. Gene, the general made a point. I'm going to go to you. He said the battle is metaphysical, religious, spiritual. It's probably Satan versus the devil. But you can respond to me, anything the general said. What are your thoughts on what we said the last couple minutes, Gene?
Well, as always, the general is so observant of things that are going on in this country, and he hit the nail squarely on the head when he said it does involve religion. And a lot of people don't think it does, but it certainly does. Just look at what happened. One of the things that the communist-controlled government in this country did, and many of our governors and people in positions of power in these states are avowed communists. Now, they won't admit it, but look at what they did. They shut down the churches. They would not even allow people to have drive-in church services. They couldn't drive up in the car and have a minister on a megaphone or a loudspeaker system in the parking lot of the church. They wouldn't even allow that. But you could have riots. That's okay, and you could have the abortion clinics were open, and they never shut down the drug sales where states that legalized marijuana and alcohol, that was perfectly fine to get the sin tax, but you couldn't have religious services. So that's exactly what the general was talking about. They're very selective in what freedoms they take away from us to try to destroy us morally, to destroy us historically. And the visitors that we've had over here from South Africa, the Afrikaners, have told us the same thing. When they started destroying Rhodesia and the destruction of South Africa, the first thing they did was to tear down the monuments to the history of the people that actually founded those countries. And the same thing is going on here. So over and over again, it's a rot, it's a decay, it's a decline from within. Because there won't be a Pearl Harbor to unite the American people anymore. The communists are smart enough to figure that one out. They're never going to have a Pearl Harbor or something like that that would unite the people. So they pick at one group over here, another group over here, and just like the young lady was saying on the audio tape there, they use slander against anyone that resists them. And threaten them with losing their jobs or being ostracized in society by call it a racist or white supremacist or yada, 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 so forth and so on. Very clever, very evil, but this is what these people are doing.
And it's working great. It's working. Sam, do we have another part of that soundbite? At first, you know what? Absolutely. I'm going to repeat this. Just like Sam says, do not let them call you racist. If they call you racist, just laugh at them. I got to add this. I love their hate. I take a bath in the hatred of these communist Luciferians. Go ahead, Sam. Play that last segment.
Second, exercise your Second Amendment rights. This means study carefully and in detail gun laws in your state. Next, arm yourself. If you have never used a gun before, make sure to take a basic gun training. This is very important because you must know how to use a gun properly to protect yourself, your family, and your property, so that you can avoid hurting yourself or innocent people as a consequence of improper gun use. Be a responsible gun owner. Third and most important, exercise your First Amendment rights. Of course, it is very important to vote in November, but I'm afraid it will not be enough. I have seen such a diversity of ways socialists used to steal the elections in Yugoslavia, and I'm absolutely sure your tyrants will give their best to do the same. You must act now. You must go out on the streets, peacefully assemble and protest against tyranny and infringement of your God-given rights. Millions and millions of you decent American people, you must have your voices heard. You must send a very loud and a very clear message to the elected officials in the federal government and in your states that enough is enough, and that you want them to take action now against tyranny. Remind them why you voted for them and why they are elected. Remind them of their sacred duty to protect the vision of founding fathers of the United States of America. Tell them you want your constitutional rights defended and protected. Tell them you want your history preserved. Tell them you want to be able to freely exercise your rights to free speech, to be able to freely and openly show the love for your country, to be able to proudly put American flag in front of your house, and to openly show your pride of your heritage, your culture, and your nation. Tell them you stand proudly with American law enforcement and that you got their back in the same way you want them to have yours. Tell them you want to be treated as grown-up individuals who can make their own decisions. Tell them that there is no place for socialism in America. Tell them you want the traitors of American people out of their offices and out of government. Tell them you want them charged and prosecuted for treason and crimes against humanity. And that if they are not removed from the government and from their offices, that you, freedom-loving Americans, will unleash all your anger on tyrants and you will remove them yourself. It is your constitutional obligation to protect the legacy of founding fathers and to fight against any form of tyrannical government which infringes upon your constitutional rights. Never forget why you celebrate the Independence Day. Don't be afraid whether you will get attacked for exercising your First Amendment rights. You certainly will be. If that happens, defend yourself. Remember, self-defense is not violence, no matter what they tell you and what they accuse you of. President Trump is on your side and on the side of liberty. Because if he weren't, they wouldn't try this hard to sabotage him in every way possible, to make a nightmare out of his life and his presidency, and to remove him from the office. He's in their way of them getting what they want. But he cannot fight this battle alone. He's having a very hard time right now defending your freedoms. That's why you must show him you stand tall and proud with him, united in a fight against tyranny, against hate and violence, and against the ultimate evil of socialism. You must show your open and unlimited support to his vision of draining the swamp and protecting the law and order and freedoms of American people. You must understand that, besides being a gatekeeper of free America, President Trump is also a gatekeeper of the free world. This means that if we, free people of the world, lose America, we will lose the world as well. You must not make the same mistakes us Yugoslavs made, because the only casualties of our mistakes were ourselves. This is different because now the future of the whole free world is in your hands. Having all that said, I hope you will go out on 4th of July in tens of millions and celebrate Independence Day with your president as you should, as free Americans. God bless President Trump, and God bless America.
Well, people, we're going to go this quick break, and as soon as this break is over with, we're going to go right back to the general, then we'll go to Gene, and we're wrapping up this unbelievable hour. So hang on to your seats, people. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the courts of divine justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. I can't tell you how much I love our Blood River Radio people. We're, as a matter of fact, I've been communicating with a great fan of ours, Roseanne, during the break. But Sam and I, as we always do, we talk during the break. And I'm going to throw this out to the general, then we'll go back to Gene. I'm sure y'all know this drill by now. Sam made one cogent point. I think trumps everything. God is our North Star. You know, I think this country needs, this is just my two cents worth. I think we need a revival. I think we need to turn back to Jesus Christ. Like Dr. Michael Hill has said, our chief of the League of the South, get on our knees, pray to God Almighty, then get off our knees and take action. General, she said she made several cogent points. I'll just name them. She said, arm yourself. Exercise the First Amendment. Make sure that you realize self-defense is not a criminal. She says that violence, you know, that was my little thing. Violence, you know, people's, anyway, I'll pass that point. But anyway, arm yourself, exercise First Amendment, self-defense. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think that's a very good point. I can't overestimate the fact that in that war against the Federal Army, the Federal Army disarmed all of your, I guess, say if you had reserve units in the United States, in each state, they were disarmed, and they took all the heavy weapons. So basically, I mentioned this on your previous broadcast, that we basically only had, some people only had hunting rifles. So we had to basically seize weapons from federal stores to arm ourselves again. And it was a very long and bloody process. So that's one thing. If they disarm you, then you of the American people are ready for the butcher block. That's one thing. And she also, the way we see this from Europe, I think it's important for you Americans to understand that we see America as the beacon of freedom in today's world. So basically, these elections are, I would say, are the future of the free world is in your hands. So the European Union is basically a flaccid, impotent financial organization. And I think that President Trump is right when he's tired of America footing the bill for NATO. I know, being an army man, that the Americans, your government, basically President Trump, they've tried to impose a 2% increase. Actually, they wanted to raise defense expenditure in countries like Germany, France, to 2%, which is ridiculous. These countries are economic powerhouses, yet they can't form one or two brigades for intervention as a rapid reaction force. So basically, you, the American taxpayer, are paying for the defense of Europe. And not only that, I think the neocons in your government made a mistake giving Israel $34 billion over the next 10 years for defense. I think basically that's how we see it from here. Anyways, the right-wing political parties in Europe see this. I could be wrong. You can correct me, but I think that this is the general view here in Europe.
You nailed it, General. In matter of fact, I'll just chip this in, and before, and we, I bet you, and I know Gene will agree. United States has come to the point where the tail wags the dog. The United States being the tail, Israel is the dog, and we jump. When they say jump, we say how high. How about that, Gene?
Absolutely. The billions that we shell out every year to prop up the Israeli military and their secret service. And I'm still not convinced that the Mossad didn't set the explosive charges in the World Trade Center to bring that down. I've heard too many people explain that and what happened there, and that's how they pay us back, by attacking the USS Liberty, by destroying our buildings and trying to sucker us and suckering and did sucker us into a war in the Middle East that we had no business being involved in. You know, follow the money trail. See where the money trail leads you if you want to find out what's happening. A lot of these groups that are being funded to attack our cities and burn and loot, like the Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks and all of these, look where their money's coming from. These people are paying for the destruction of this country to advance the New World Order agenda or whatever their political goal is. And I wanted to say one more thing. I do not know the name of that young lady on that audio tape, but I wish we could get her to run for governor of the state of Tennessee, and so we could have somebody with some real testosterone be the governor instead of this girly man that we've got right now. She could do a lot better than most of the politicians that we have as mayors of our major cities in this country.
Well, she's sitting right here beside me, so I'll ask, I'll get her to talk to you, Gene. I wish.
Yeah.
I'm not that good. Absolutely. You know, Gene, she also said, made another point. She said, we need to exercise our First Amendment rights. You know, I'm for one, I don't believe in starting fights. But I'm not going to run one. But there comes a time. You have to meet violence with violence. We have to get in the streets, man. On our website, Blood River Radio website, we promise to take the universities, churches. We promise to take the streets. We have to do that. And if it's come to the point, General, here in this country here, that in order for us to exercise our First Amendment rights, our people are getting waylaid. We're getting shot. We're getting beat. And the police, I think you referenced it earlier, General, the politician you mentioned was a Senator Ron Paul, or Ron, excuse me, a Senator Rand Paul, and that the Gene also named him. He is a sitting United States Senator. Him and his wife, I don't think they were even fully blocked from the White House, and they were attacked. You know, and so exercising our First Amendment speech rights here in this country has become like war. What was it like in Yugoslavia, excuse me, in Croatia, General? In the phases, did the Luciferians, did they first try to clamp down on your rights of free speech? Take it off from there, yeah, General.
Well, we haven't got rid of them yet, because that demon, Luciferian, Marx was a Luciferian. And what we see today, we see that social engineering, it has three aims. One is the destruction of the family as a natural unit. We see this today with 30 genders. It's absurd, 60 genders. We see today the destruction of private property. As you know, in Yugoslavia and all the other communist states, private property was absolved. The state confiscated everyone's private property. And the third aim of socialism is the destruction of faith, religion, basically Christianity. So we see all of this today, but in a different, it's a different front, but it's the same, excuse the language, the same shit, different flies. Basically, the same evil, and we have to dig in and form an anti-Bolshevik front from Tennessee to the Baltic and past that to Vladivostok. I think there are only three countries that are holding out to their traditional values. One is Poland, the other one is Hungary, and also you don't have any homosexual marriages in Russia. You know, and the Russian Orthodox Church has made somewhat of a comeback since the Stalinist era. And Croatia, unfortunately, in the last election, the socialists won again. Actually, they call themselves Democrats, but they're basically recycled socialists.
Well, I'll tell you what, you really got me and Gene both laughing, but you're spot on, General. You know, Gene... you talked about Trump earlier. The lady on the video, she was saying that Trump is trying to hold. You know, he's disappointed us a lot. But I'm going to ask your opinion on this, Gene. I think where President Trump got in deep doo doo is when he first started running for the presidents. He kept insisting on America first, America first, not Israel first, America first. I think that may have been what sent him downhill, because no other politician, to my knowledge, Gene, unless you have knowledge of it, was in on that America first bandwagon. How about it, Gene?
Well, it's a good slogan, but I understand that it could have been implemented a lot better to bring jobs back over here, buy American products. Try to rebuild our economy without relying so much on these foreign nations. And it really got brought home to us when this corona beer virus hit and the pandemic and the Chinese flu or whatever you want to call it. And our enemies were making all of our drugs for us. So I think that is a point about America definitely needs to be more self-reliant. There's no doubt about that. And the evil conservatives have been saying that for years, and everybody just ignored it. Or a lot of so-called conservatives didn't really care that all of our industries were leaving. Our pharmaceutical companies were getting all our drugs from overseas. We were too dependent on foreign oil. As long as their 401k was looking fat and heavy. So I think that's one good thing may come out of all this coronavirus nonsense. It's a slap in the face that the United States had better get back on its feet and start making the essential products that we need here. There's nothing dirty or wrong about nationalism, and so we need to be able to sustain ourselves. I don't know if we're ever going to do that, but that's something that certainly needs to be looked at with a very serious eye in the future.
You know, before we run completely out of time, I'm going to thank the general and you too, Gene. I'm going to thank you two excellent men. I just have the greatest brotherly love for you two guys, but I wanted to say that before we ran out of time, because we're getting close. I would like to throw out another thing that the lady said on the video. She said that the true enemy are your county managers, your city mayors, your governors, your presidents, your conference, the bureaucracy, the apparatchiks, the people, the bureaucrats and the government, that is the head. I describe it as an octopus with 10,000 tentacles. They reach in everything. You know, the universities, the churches, you know, society. We have to go in and get rid of the head of the octopus. If we cut that head off, then we don't have to worry about the tentacles. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think the Roman orator Cicero, he said that the enemy is always within. If you see the enemy outside the gates, you can see his banners, how many legions he has, cohorts. But he said that the traitor inside the walls that undermines the city walls, that rots the body politic, he's to be feared worse than a murderer. And we see this today, not just in the United States, with these neo-socialists, actually cultural Marxists. We see this also in Europe with the feeble bureaucrats in the European Union who are basically in it for themselves. What we're seeing is a cultural battle that's unparalleled in human history. We're seeing the total myth of multiculturalism is being destroyed. And I mentioned the other aims of the socialist destruction of the family. We have political correctness, which is basically to muzzle the free world.
Yes, we do.
General, to muzzle the free world.
Dear General, we're completely out of time. Thank you so very much for coming on tonight. I have unending, undying admiration for you. And the same for you, Gene, my brother. You two are the greatest guys I know of. God has blessed me with having friends like you two guys. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Sam, for making this show what it was tonight, for working miracles of that video. Thank you, dear people, for tuning in, the Dear Blood River Radio family. God willing, we will be at Harrison, Arkansas next week, broadcasting from up there in the Ozarks. Good night, everybody.